Welcome back to the Gunsmith Show this morning right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock, and the Gunsmith Show, Saturday mornings from 8 till 9. Now, if you miss the show, maybe you're coming in late to the show, don't worry, you can catch the earlier segments. You can you can listen to them at the website.
Yep, thegss.com.
GSS.com, you can check them out.
Stands for the Gunsmith Show, just in case you want
to know.
That's
clever.
That. Yeah, it is. It's fairly clever.
Good thinking.
Yeah, thegss.com.
That's the website.
Go to past shows. Click on it. You can go to our links to our sponsors on there and see who our sponsors are. We don't have a ton of content on there, but what we do have is a ton of shows. So you can go back and pick on subjects that you like, and you want to listen to a 12 or 13 minute segment, you got it. It's easier than YouTube, and
like we do have
some good YouTube stuff on there too. It's podcasts, exactly.
Yep.
This segment of the show, though, is brought to you by Williams Gun Sight Company, on the range since 1926. So you're talking 98 years of slinging lead, and we're glad to have them. We have never done a show. We've never done a gunsmith show without Williams being a sponsor. You can reach them at 810-653-2131, but better yet, 10 to 6, 7 days a week, you can go to their store right on Lapeer Road, just west of Irish in Davison, Michigan.
I got to tell you, their big customer appreciation sales out over the horizon. It's not far ahead, too.
Coming up soon?
November 2nd.
Yeah?
November 2nd. It's going to be huge. Big one.
I wonder if they coordinated this with my wife.
Uh-oh, you got something going on that
day? I'm going out of town.
That is no good.
It's no good. I'm going to have to change my plans. I wonder if I can get my money back from the airline tickets.
I think you better go.
I don't know. I'll see.
I think you better go.
I don't know. I hate to miss the sale at Williams.
Maybe get a preview.
Well, maybe it'll be my way of sweet talking her and letting me visit a couple more gun manufacturers while we're on vacation.
Well, there you go.
So, but we got to get the vacation out of the way before deer season, because after deer season, it's all work.
That's right.
You know, chopping up deer and putting them away and hunting and killing them and all that kind of fun stuff.
Sure.
Shooting, reloading, cleaning the guns.
It'll be here before you know it.
Oh,
if you need stuff.
It's tough being John Smith.
Any of the gear that you need. These guys, Williams Gun Sight Company, they got everything you need.
They got it all. You can walk out of there a happy camper. And even safes, you know, because we're all talking about safe storage now in Michigan. Get your safes at Williams Gun Sight. They're an excellent source. And tell them the Gunsmith Show sent you. And there's another new gun that you're going to be able to get through Williams. It's called the 22 ARC. Now, ARC.
I thought you said that was the round.
That's the round, but it's guns built around that round.
Gotcha.
Okay. Now, the round is, listen to him correcting me. Who does he think he is? I'm the gunsmith.
I'm paying attention. That's all. I've been educated. I've
been paid.
You know, I've snatched the fly from your hand is what I've done.
I feel like I'm on ABC trying to do a debate, and you're checking me here. Uh-huh. I tell you.
Yeah.
We won't go there.
No.
That was a fiasco. But anyways, what's going on in the market over the years, a long, long time ago, we're talking 60 years ago, the 22 250 came out. It made a big splash as a monster fast 22 caliber hunting round for varmints. And then along the early 60s, along came the 223 with the AR-15. And it was a less expensive, less powerful, pretty cool round. 223, I love the round. I have a ton of fun with it. And the 223 is a good performing round. It can do a ton of stuff. You can make it, I can make it do a ton of stuff. But there are ways to make it shoot flatter, bigger bullets, different powders. There's all kinds of ways to concoct that recipe to make it work better. And what Hornady did was they came out with a round. Originally, they called it the 22 Coyote. Now, the objective of the round was to make a heavier bullet work better, hit harder, and shoot flatter than what you can get out of a 223, out of an AR-15. But it's the same length, so you can actually shoot it out of an AR-15. You just have to have the right upper. Yeah, in other words, remember, an AR-15 is a convertible rifle. You can change the calibers by pushing two pins and changing the top of the gun to a different caliber. So you can have one receiver for an AR-15 and have 25 different calibers on top of it, which is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And then when your wife says, "Is that a new gun?" No, it's the same gun. It's just a different upper. See, you're not telling a lie. You still might have to go to confession, but you're not really telling a lie, but you're okay. So Hornady is brilliant about this. Now, this round is – now, and I do the very similar thing. I have an AR-15 that I shoot 6.5 Grendel out of, which is almost identical cartridge to this, but it's a 6.5 caliber instead of a 22. The difference is very minute, but we're talking 30 thousandths of an inch roughly is the difference in the bullet thickness. But the performance out of this gun is pretty impressive. So the 22 Coyote became the 22 ARC. Now, it is a beautiful round. It does fit in an AR-15 magazine, and it performs just as they hoped. It is better. It has better performance. It hits harder. It shoots flatter. And it does not have to be based around the speed. See, the 22-250, Dan, they took a great big cartridge. I think it's basically based around a 308 cartridge, and which is a 30 caliber, 308 diameter, and necked it down to 223. They crammed all this powder in it and made this little bullet go fast. Well, it's one of those guns, and it was fighting years ago. It was fighting what was called the 220 Swift, which was a gun that was had so much powder that it wore the barrels out in the guns. It would rub the bluing right out of the gun, or the rifling out of the guns, years and years ago. And you could shoot out your 220 Swift and have to have it rebarreled. 22-250s, you can do the same thing. You can shoot the barrels out, even with the quality of barrels we're getting nowadays. You can shoot the barrels out of 22-250s, although seldom do unless you're kind of like a Midwestern Plains varmint hunter, where you're out there shooting coyotes and varmints, and especially the prairie dogs, where you'll sit down. I know people that go prairie dog hunting, and they go to these farms out west, and they'll shoot prairie dogs from daylight till dark, and they'll just shoot thousands of them. They're tired of pulling the trigger. They got to wear leather gloves because they're trigger finger. And the farmers want them out there to kill these prairie dogs because they're digging holes all over in their yards. And the cattle step in them and break their ankles. So
yeah.
There's a reason why we do this hunting. So the reason why they want the 22-250 can go into an AR platform, but it has to go into an AR-10, which is a bigger, heavier gun. Well, everybody's got AR-15s, but not everybody's got AR-10s. AR-10 is a 308 based, AR-15 is a 223 based. So the 22-250, it has its weaknesses, and some of them are that it, you know, it doesn't fit in an AR-15. Well, the 22 ARC does. It does fit in an AR-15 platform. So you're getting the performance and you're getting the heavier bullet weight out of an AR-15 platform, which is the best of two worlds. So I can see one of these in my future. I don't do a ton of varmint hunting. What I do here in Michigan for my coyote hunting, I can get done with a 6.5 Grendel. But if you, or even with my 223, with my hollow point loads I use, but if you are looking for a new varmint rifle, the 22 ARC might be for you. Hornady is just innovative as heck. They come out with so much cool stuff. We thought we had it with the 224 Valkyrie. It came out a few years ago from Federal, but it's kind of sputtered a little bit. There's some really good ideas out there, but this 22 ARC, the ARC line, it is a pretty impressive line. It's called Advanced Rifle Cartridge, and Hornady's kind of adopted it as their. They're ARC cartridges. They've got them in several different calibers. And they are kind of like the Heisenberg of the bullet, of crack cocaine in bullets, okay? You know, say my name, ARC, okay? You know what I'm saying? You understand that?
Yeah, oh yeah.
In a Breaking Bad kind of thought process. They're the Heisenberg of the bullets. They are of the cartridge manufacturing. Maybe not that good, but they're pretty darn good. The 6mm ARC is a huge hit. It's going like mad. They're coming out with these ARCs. Everything is engineered to make the best apple pie out of them apples. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So get down to Williams, check them out, see if they've got anything in the ARCs in stock. I know they do, but you're going to find the downrange ballistics, the windage. Everything is better about them because Hornady has done their due diligence, and hats off to them for building a better banana, you know, or making a better mousetrap.
Who makes the rifles?
A lot of people do. So the ARCs, right now we're seeing them out of the high-end manufacturers where mm-hmm. you're having to pay a lot for them, but I'm sure we're going to start more seeing them out of Bear Creek Arsenal, and mm-hmm. we're going to see more and more of them. So for right now, another new center fire on the market that is pretty impressive, so check it out. In the meantime, stick on the GSS.com and listen to some previous shows. And remember, we're on X, at Gunsmith Show, and we're on Facebook, The Gunsmith Show. So like us on there, follow us, and we'll be back next week with
more. Yeah, come on back, Gun same time, same place. We do it every week, 8 to 10, 8 to 9.
There you go.
Right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. Thanks for listening.
Until we're done.
Whenever we're done.
Whenever we're done.
We're done right now, John.
All right, adios.